2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Pray you'll be
Savannah Shaw was 15 years old last year. At the beginning of the pandemic, she needed to record a video for choir. She dragged in her dad, Matt, from doing yard work to sing with her.
I pray we'll find your love.
That video now has 8.2 million views.
We ask that life be kind.
This was her first social media post of her life.
He ended up posting it to Facebook, and that's kind of when it really took off. I remember him sending me a screenshot when it was at 3,000 views. He's like, you'll never believe this. Our video is getting, like, people are watching it. It was the best accident we've ever made.
They recorded this duo next.
A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
It was just kind of our feelings on what was happening. Yeah. So we posted A Million Dreams, and that also went viral, and then at that point we're like, oh my goodness,
like, let's keep on going.
I think this is a thing.
Matt used to sing in high school and college. He even had a vocal performance scholarship,
but then, you know, life gets real. And I started a real estate business. I have four kids, and so singing I set aside a little bit. And so it took something like Savannah, you know, reigniting that passion of music.
Savannah took some voice lessons when she was younger, but she has been shy.
I've luckily been able to really work on that this year, and I feel like a whole different person. Mm-hmm. I've been able to gain so much confidence.
They choose songs that have meaning to them, like their most recent cover of Try.
You don't have to try so hard.
This whole journey would be so different if it was like me alone trying to navigate the music world as a young teenage girl. But just being with my dad, I feel like it has completely changed that. And we have each other through all the things, which has been really, really nice.
Yeah, and we love it.
Yeah.
Their next song is coming on Valentine's Day.
This one is an oldie from like the 50s and 60s. It's got a really cool string bass in it.
Yeah, we were able to put a fun little twist on it that I think people will really enjoy.
Fill my life with song.
The Shaws have now sung in concerts and released an album. Their second album is coming this spring.
We just honestly just feel so grateful and honored to have been given this platform. We didn't intend for it, but we're grateful for it.
Yes.
To be able to use our music to share hope and spread joy and lift heavy hearts. And, you know, for us, we take that responsibility seriously, but we also love it.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.